Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. Learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILO programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, a special event florist, bistro, and full-service caterer on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet catering throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:31. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Our technical director is Jason Croft. Joining me in the studio, Jeff Bossert. He has a report of AM 580 News. Jeff?
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. News that funding that has been restored to Illinois Human Service agencies is being met by some skepticism by at least one in Champaign. Developmental Services Center's President Dale Morrissey says there's a guessing game as to how much money will be coming back to his facility and others like it. He says a lot depends on how much DSC gets back in reserve funds. Despite yesterday's announcement, Morrissey says many agencies were forced to sign an agreement with the state that could mean up to 12% in grant funds aren't restored. That could leave up to $230,000 at risk. Morrissey says that's creating some uneasiness at a time when the agency was already filling only vital positions.
We haven't actually done a permanent reduction in force that affects individual people's lives at this point in time, but we have not filled staff positions, which means our staff-to-client ratios have gone up. And in addition to that, for the last nearly 60 days, we haven't admitted anyone into the adult sides of our program.
Morrissey says while vocational services and day training for adult programs have stopped admitting new recipients, DSC is still serving children age 5 and under. He does believe about $70,000 that qualified the agency for federal matching funds from the should be safely restored, but Morrissey is also frustrated about the state's lag in making payments to social service agencies like his. He says the DSC is currently owed about $1.5 million. Governor Blagojevich is expected to sign a bill requiring insurers to cover autism treatment up to $36,000 a year until a patient turns 21. An estimated 4,500 Illinois families would benefit from the coverage. The bill would also require insurers to cover diagnosis. Blagojevich spokeswoman Jill Watson says the governor supported the bill, which lawmakers sent to his desk yesterday. She says there's no word on when the governor might sign it. Autism is a range of disorders that hinder the ability to communicate and interact. Most doctors believe there's no cure, but early intervention can help. In the past 2 years, 6 states passed laws requiring such coverage. Opponents worry mandates could raise costs for small employers. Authorities in Monticello continue to investigate a Thursday afternoon crash that killed a 13-year-old girl. Piatt County Coroner Debbie Robbins says Amy Landreth was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash around 5 yesterday. Monticello and state police say they don't know why the young girl was driving an SUV. The vehicle rolled over and struck the northwest wall of the Monticello Township Community Building. Monticello Middle School principal Jean Handley says counselors are being provided to students today. She says the school is meeting its needs after losing a member of its family. An inquest may be held at a later date. Demand is up at local food pantries because of the slumping economy, but many food pantries are struggling to make ends meet. Andy Kolschitsky of the University Service Center of Northern Champaign County in Rantoul says the average number of households the center serves each month is increased by 40% between this fiscal year and the last one. He says these are the highest levels of demand the center has ever had to provide for.
We're seeing people that we hadn't seen before. So people perhaps didn't have the needs before. Now they're realizing they need to use our services. So we're seeing a lot of new folks coming in.
Kolschitsky says that the higher numbers are a result of increased gas and food prices. He also points to the recent closure of Rantoul's Collins and Aikman's auto parts plants, which cost 500 people their jobs. Jim Hires, executive director of the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, which provides food for 260 pantries, says excluding Champaign County, the 14 counties it serves in east central Illinois have seen an average 30% increase in need. Senator Dick Durbin is ripping into auto industry leaders, calling them out of touch with ordinary people. But he indicated there's still a chance for the industry to get a $25 billion bailout. He told a news conference today that automakers' CEOs didn't help themselves this week when they visited Washington seeking the money. He said some questions about their lifestyles and how much money they make shows how different corporate officials are from families from losing their savings and workers losing their jobs. But he suggested that a bailout might still be possible if the industry shows Congress how it might help to dig the automakers out from under their financial woes. She was first elected when Jimmy Carter was in the White House, and Jennifer Putman has struck around to become the longest-serving member currently on the Champaign County Board. That will change next month when Putman steps down after 30 years in office. Last night, county board members honored the Urbana Democrat with a party and a room of her own. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Jennifer Putman was honored by her fellow county board members last night with a cake, a commemorative gavel, and a table covered with photos from her three decades in office. That table was located in what used to be Meeting Room 2 of the Brookins Center, but which is now the Jennifer K. Putman Meeting Room. Putman was touched by the honor, but saw the humor in it as well.
I took it to my husband. I said, honey, look at this. Look at this is big. But then I said, oh, what if it doesn't pass unanimously?
The honor did pass unanimously, and several county board members from both parties praised Putman for her sincerity and for acting as the conscience of the county board on issues.